Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2013. We got a brand new year. Are you excited about that? Okay, come on, give it a try. Just try to get a little bit excited about it. We're going to try to be a little more inspirational for you. We're going to try to inspire you. Rick Lepsinger and I are going to try to inspire you. Not just motivate you, but inspire you to become better leaders in 2013. Rick's with us right now. That's what we're talking about. He's the co-author of Flexible Leadership, the president of On Point Consulting. Put a .com on that, and that's your website, right, Rick?
That's right.
So check that out. Rick, you did a great job in the previous segment of explaining the difference between motivating leadership and inspirational leadership. And the truth is you need both, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They go hand in hand. The interesting thing is that a lot of people don't see themselves as inspirational leaders. You know, they associate being an inspirational leader as, you know, as you need to be like charismatic or larger than life.
You can't really try
to
be inspirational, can you?
What's that?
Can you really try to be inspirational?
Oh yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's as much a behavioral thing as it is an attitude thing.
Okay.
But what you're really trying to do is, again, light that internal fire. And we found that there are really three things that inspirational leaders do, or to be inspirational, there are three things that you can do that will allow you to move from just being motivating to being able to light that internal fire.
All right.
So one of them is this idea of creating a sense of purpose. A lot of leaders talk about what they do, and what the inspirational leader does is talk about why they do it. So you're trying to do a number of things here. One is you're trying to be clear about sort of the vision or overall purpose of the organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really where all that vision stuff started to come from, you know, a couple of decades ago. It didn't always get translated into the inspiring side. It got translated more into the strategic direction side. But the vision was really supposed to provide this higher purpose, this mm-hmm. broader, why do we exist? And then the effective inspirational leader is able to help people understand how they fit into that big picture and how they contribute to achieving that desired outcome.
Right.
So the vision piece is a key component, and sense of purpose. You know, why do I show up every day? Mm-hmm. Why does my company exist? Why does my department exist? Why does my team exist? It's really what you're trying to communicate to people beyond the "I get a paycheck." You know, mm-hmm. you're trying to make it bigger than just, because everybody. There's some interesting work that's been done about what motivates people,
right?
And money does motivate people, but what they found is that for like mechanical tasks, the carrot stick kind of thing works really well. Here's a bonus, or here's some money. You know, we want you to perform at a certain level.
Right.
But when it comes to sort of the intellectual, cognitive activity.
Taking ownership of your position, for example.
Yeah. As an employee,
taking ownership of a task or assignment or whatever.
Right. As soon as you're moving beyond the mechanical side of, like, making something or producing something.
Seeking excellence.
Where you have to think.
You can't motivate somebody to seek excellence. You have to inspire them to seek excellence.
Right, exactly. And when they're focused on the thinking side, where it's not just a rote standard operating procedure, the traditional reward to produce more actually has the opposite effect. Because what people are looking for is both independence, self-direction. They want mastery, to be able to learn overall. Which is a key component overall.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of things that start to really drive behavior beyond the individual, monetary reward.
Right. All right. And then what's next?
Well, we talked a little bit. It was the sense of purpose and the focusing on values.
Yeah.
This piece of it's not always about logic and facts, especially when if you're building like the business case. And leaders do that a lot when related to managing change and getting people to change behavior. They make a logical, rational case, which is an important component. But a lot of times, what's needed is to help people understand how this change in behavior will help them realize their values or are aligned with their values. But again, people shy away from that because there's the assumption that values are either difficult to measure or they're very soft in some way. But actually, values are very, very concrete.
Well, and I'll tell you something, Rick. I'm glad you brought this up because values, I call it the suffix, the one-letter suffix that's changing the marketplace. We're shifting from wanting value to just value being an expectation and desiring values in the marketplace. And
right.
This is happening all the time. And the reason why I think it's important to talk about for small businesses, a lot of the reasons why big companies are able to motivate their employees is through paying them more money and promotions, right?
Right.
In a small business, you know, you may not make a lot of money and you probably promotions are not very often, don't come very often because you don't have that many layers, right?
Right.
If you can't motivate your people through values and learn how to do that, it's going to be more difficult to be an inspirational leader in a small business. What do you think, Rick?
No, that's exactly right. And that really starts to capture the difference between the transactional leadership and motivating versus inspirational leadership.
Very important stuff for small business owners to help you become a better CEO in 2013. In the new year, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Lepsinger and I will be right back. 10 till. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.